hide your way. Looking outside, all you'll find is grey. Confined by the mind, trapped inside the cage. A slave to what you crave with no way to escape. Look behind the mind and you will find the place inside where the sun shines. Feel it shine like a star inside your heart. The light shine bright, watch away the dark.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Charlotte View. I'm your presenter Daniel, and I'm here with your host Claudia Pareko. It's time for Light and Energy with psychic medium Ed. Ed Carlton is an empath, a healer, a psychic, and a medium. We are about to connect with spirit through angels and spirit guides. The last Friday of every month, Ed is one of our featured innovative, wholehearted, and inspiring thought leaders. Throughout our high rank shows, you and your loved ones will experience an influx of inspiration, information, and love in a new and profound way. Just tune in, live or on demand, and share, share, share. We all have situations in life that happen that may throw us off balance. Spirit wants to help. That is where psychic medium Ed comes in. He has extensive research, training, classes, and seminars throughout many places, including his certification at Delphi University. Introducing Take My Call. Tired of waiting in the queue and not getting in? Jump the long list of callers and we take your call. Visit our website, charlotteview.net, and look under monthly shows. Choose Ed from the options. People are awakening to this awareness that we all have psychic abilities. Ed has created group workshops, events, and a one-on-one mentoring program that will help tap into your unique abilities. Giving a reading, says Ed, is like stepping into a person's life for the duration of their reading. It is as though I am standing next to the caller or client, seeing and feeling the people or circumstances, both as they currently are, as well as upcoming in their life. Though Ed has given thousands of readings over the years, he is still amazed every day of his life that the information comes to him with such exceptional clarity, and that his readings are filled with defining, personal details connected to existing or upcoming situations, events, or people for the client. Join Light and Energy with psychic medium Ed the last Friday of each month, 12 noon EST. For mentorship or private readings, please contact Ed directly at www.psychicmediumed.com. Tune in Mondays and Fridays to Charlotte View and listen to all our shows. Go to charlotteview.net and look under monthly shows. Find our podcast directory and listen to us live or on demand. Now, think of your question and get ready to get clarity and empowerment to make better life choices and understand the energies working around you. Now, for your host, Claudia Pareko.
Thank you, Danny. And welcome, everybody, to Charlotte View and Psychic Medium Ed. This is one of my favorite days of the month because we have Ed here. And I just definitely love Psychic Fridays at Charlotte View. And on Fridays, we always bring these amazing people just like Ed. And every time that I witnessed his show, he surprises me in one way or another because he is so accurate, honest, and just real. Remember, if you live in the Charlotte region and you want to develop your psychic abilities, look for Ed. Go to his website, psychicmediumed.com, and check the events he's having. Like on this Sunday, he's having a psychic development class, which is from it's November 19 from 9 to 5. And let's ask Ed, where is he doing the class this month? Because he goes everywhere. So, Ed, thank you for being here. Welcome to Charlotte View. So, what's up with you?
Hi, Claudia. Hi, everybody. How are you? Yes, the psychic development class this Sunday is at Elemental Healing, which is 5200 Park Road near Tivola, so in the South Park area. It is an all-day class, so it's a wonderful class. Even people who are advanced, or if you don't know that you are psychic or would like to just try it, everybody has psychic abilities, and you'd be surprised what you get and how natural and fun it is. So I suggest you come out and enjoy the day, meet like-minded people, and it's just a lot of fun, a lot of activities, and it's easy. So.
Do they need to pre-register?
Yes, pre-register on my website, or you can go to my Facebook. So it's psychicmediumed.com, and it'll take you to the link. Or you can go to my Facebook, so Psychic Medium Ed on Facebook, and you can go down to the events. And a list of all of my other events, like the I have a Sound Journey Healing on Saturday as well. So I have a lot of events coming up this month. So
yeah, you're always so busy. Yeah, and you know. And that's something that we like about you, is that you go to places and you make yourself available. And, well, even with your show, you are globally available for people that need advice like the one you give. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
It's about sharing and raising consciousness. I believe we are all in this together, and I believe that is my purpose, to help and heal as a collective. So that's why I do this.
Well, so. Thank you again. And are you ready for your first caller?
Absolutely.
Okay, so this is a Take My Call user. So we want to thank Rose. We got your payment for only $11. She is jumping the long list of callers. We're going to try and get everybody that is on the switchboard today, but Ed needs to leave promptly by 1. So as many people we can get, we're going to get them. If you feel like you need to talk to Ed, use Take My Call. I can see when you pay and when you send that form. Okay, so let's bring Rose, and she is in New York.
Hello.
Hi, Rose. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, Ed?
Oh, wonderful. What can I do for you today?
I'm not sure how you do a reading. Do you do just a general, or you need a question?
I can do general, or do you have a specific question, since we have a time?
All right. So I guess with employment. I'm looking for temporary employment, and I'm not really sure exactly where to go with that.
Okay.
Is that good enough?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Or do you see something? Because I'm waiting to hear back from one place.
Okay. You have a lot going on yourself. You have a lot in your head. I'm also feeling your throat chakra. You're very strong in your speaking, but you also have a tendency lately to not speak your feelings very well. Let's see, just a second. Was this about, when did you have this interview? About a week ago, or?
Well, some woman that I met gave my name about a week or so ago, and I'm supposed to wait to see if she gives me a call for an interview.
Okay. I would definitely keep putting your resumes out. I don't see anything actually. Unfortunately, I don't see anything happening in the next couple weeks.
Okay.
Nothing in the near future, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I do see something. Yeah, I do see something coming up, but it means a lot of putting your resume out, something on the computer, applying a lot. It's very difficult for you. But it is.
Why is it so difficult?
Yeah. Yeah, it has been a difficult road for you. But there's a lot of lessons in here for you, especially speaking up, and how you communicate. It's been difficult for you to communicate gently and assertively and positively about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What are you looking for specifically as far as, I know you're saying temporary, but what kind of position?
Somewhat where I'm actually helping people, like maybe in the social, well, I also do nonprofit. I also have that, but that's not something that I make any money at as of yet. So what I'm looking to do is do a temporary position until I get that up and running, where I'll be able to receive a salary. So that might not be for a while. So I'm looking for something where I'll be able to bring in, you know, some type of income. But it has to be where I'm helping people or have some meaning. Not, I don't really like a mundane, work.
I do see some I don't want to say clerical, but behind the desk. Mm-hmm. It is in a social environment where you are, talking to people. It looks mm-hmm. more of like a... not hospital, but, where you are helping people.
Right.
Social work, therapy, social work aspect. So look
right.
into something like that.
Okay. All right, then.
It is going to be a lot of resumes sent out.
A lot of resumes out.
Yeah, I hate to... be the bearer of bad news, but and you might find that it actually ends up being permanent because you realize that you are helping a lot of people.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. I mean, it is what it is. All right.
But before you go, Rose, before you go, Ed, every time that Ed sees you doing a lot of application, he also has said to other people that a way to make this happen faster is if for some way you can keep your life in playing mode, in having fun, in doing things that you like, and that in pampering yourself. So if for whatever time you are sending your resumes, you can also focus your attention on having fun, pampering myself, walking, doing whatever it is that gets you into joy, you can make that happen faster. Correct, Ed?
Yes. Rose, I'm mm-hmm. seeing this being a very parallel to what you want to do as a nonprofit. So mm-hmm. similar that you're almost wanting to almost... I don't want to say give up your nonprofit, but it's so close to being your nonprofit that you almost want to combine your nonprofit with this position, that you're almost even partnering up.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
So
yeah, I'll figure
it's
it
like,
out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So So look at your nonprofit and say, okay, you know, it's almost the same aspect of it, because you get a lot of networking from it, and it helps you so much in your nonprofit.
Okay, all right. I'll think of it that way when I'm looking.
Yeah, it's almost research. It's almost research for your nonprofit.
Okay. All right, that sounds good. I'll figure it out.
Thank you, Rose, for
all right.
Person.
All right, thank you. Have a nice day and happy Thanksgiving, please.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, so now we're going to go. This is a local girl for US in Charlotte, and today she's celebrating her birthday. So this is a special thank you for following us and for being part of the Charlotte View family. Her name is Beth. Welcome, Beth.
Hello. Thank you. Hello. Hi, Ed.
Hi, Beth. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
What can we do for you today?
Well, so I would love a reading from my angels. I would love to hear and to know just, you know, what they think about what's been going on in my life, and maybe some direction and any hints that they want to give me, or any advice that they want to give me.
Okay. All right. So angels are very easy for me to connect with because I work a lot with them. So the first one, angels appear in valences, because everything is energy. So the first valence valence is an appearance. So the first appearance that is a female. Okay. So she works a lot with your feelings and your intuition. All right.
Okay.
She has long blonde hair, and she wears a lot of the green and yellow. So she works a lot with healing and your confidence, your self-esteem. So she boosts you up a lot.
Okay.
You are a healer. You are very sensitive. And a lot of people come to you and they talk to you. It's like when they come and talk to you, you are that shoulder that, you know, that they talk to you. And when they leave, they feel so much better. You are that that shoulder to cry on, so to speak. So she's there to nurture you. So she's giving you a lot of that that nurturing and that loving and that support that you give to them. She says you're like an earth angel.
Thank you.
That's that beautiful symbolism that, you know. It can be very, very tiresome when people do that too. So make sure you create boundaries. One of your lessons in life that you have to learn. But you've learned a lot of those.
I have.
There's still more, but you are learning self-care and love.
Okay.
You are going through a little bit of a hard time right now. Growth. There's a lot going on in your mind. And that's why the green also is so important. Because she also is that shoulder for you. That nurturing.
Okay.
And healing. This is for your spiritual growth. Also, that's why she also is wearing that yellow, too, to stay positive, that self-confidence.
Okay.
You're definitely going to get through this. I know this is very much on a personal nature for you. Family oriented.
Yes.
This is going to pass, you know. Four months less, you know.
Okay.
It's going to be hard, but, you know, this is a healing time to stay strong, and you're going to come out so much stronger.
Oh, great. Thank you.
But you have a lot of support. As I'm saying this, when I say a lot of support, I see four more appear.
Okay.
You know, we have a lot of angels around us, you know, and when you go through hard times, I always see a pillar, four pillars. You know, when I see five, that's a lot of support. You know,
okay.
It's symbolic, the four pillars. So now I see five, you have a lot of support.
Okay.
But she's very nurturing.
Okay, great.
She goes by the name of Adeline.
Okay.
I hope that's helpful. Do you have any questions?
No, I don't have any questions, but you absolutely, it is, I am going through a hard time right now. My mother died 2 weeks ago today. And so it is about family, and it is very personal, and I really, everything you said, it really hits home. So, and I know that I'm a healer, so thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for calling, Beth.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a great
You're
day,
welcome.
Guys.
Thank you. Okay, so now let's go to Long Island and bring Suzanne to the show.
Hello, my name is Suzanne, and my question is about work. I applied to a bus company as a monitor on Tuesday, called them yesterday and today, but I have no response back. Do you see me getting the job, or I'll be getting another one soon? I'm subbing right now.
Okay. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi.
I do see you getting the job, Suzanne. I think it's...
When are they
going to
call? They're going to call later today. I don't want to wait all weekend.
I think it's going to be over the weekend. I think it's going to be longer than the weekend. I actually think it's going to be... if you're lucky, by next Friday.
They're not even going to call till next Friday?
Yeah, I think it's going to be later in the week.
Why so long? They told me to tell me in a couple days.
Yeah. You know, I don't have an answer for that. But I do see it. I do see you getting the job, and I do see it just taking longer than maybe you expected. But I do see you getting the job.
I applied for teacher aid jobs. Do you see any interviews with that? Or
I see you getting an interview, but you'll already have the bus job. Would you want that over the bus?
I don't know.
That would be a decision you would have to make.
Right, and what else? So you don't see them calling today?
I don't.
And what about love life? When do you see a companion, boyfriend, significant other coming in?
Susan, I'm going to have to stop there because that's two questions, and we really have a full long list of callers, and we're going to have to ask you to call back on December if you want to get that, and preferably use Take My Call. Is that okay with you, Ed?
Yes.
Okay, so thank you. And so we're going to go to the chat room.
In the
chat room, we have Gwen from Boston, and she is saying to you, hey, Ed, thank you for taking my question. I have called before, but I need to move from my house in 60 days, and I really want to get a new job. Do you see this happening before 2017 is over?
A new job before 2017?
Yeah, because she needs to move from her house in 60 days.
So the question is she going to get a new job or move?
No.
Oh, yeah.
She has to move. She has to move. So now the question is the job.
I don't see it happening right before 2017, but a little bit after.
Okay, so probably
in the beginning
of
January.
Okay. So hang in there, Gwen.
And time can be a little fickle, so, a lot of her energy is spent on looking at, places. So the sooner she finds a place, the sooner you can, spend your energy on the job. So, focus on one thing at a time and don't worry about, don't get too worried. Don't get too anxious about things. Just focus on one thing at a time and it'll work out. You don't want to rush either one of them. But it will work out wonderful.
Thank you, Ed. Now let's go to New York and let's bring Patty to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Patty. How are you?
Good, thank you. And yourself?
Good.
Good.
What can we do for you?
I'm finishing up a project, and I'm wondering if you think I should stick with the gentleman, his name begins with a letter T, or I have other choices that are closer to my home. One is a female that begins with a letter D. Another is a male that begins with the letter C. And another is a male that begins with the letter L. I was wondering if you could give me some guidance on that, please.
Okay. I'm actually feeling pretty comfortable with T.
The current person, then?
Yes. You have a good rapport with him, I know you guys have had kind of your ups and downs, but, all in all, you do work well together.
Okay. Yeah, I do like him. It's just that, I don't know, maybe I was expecting more of him. I don't know if, this last time he just didn't really give it his all.
And yes, because you are you do give it your all, and maybe that's something you need to maybe that's one of your lessons, and that's what I'm trying to say gently. And I'm not going to say it. And I'm just not going to say it gently. But That's
oh,
your
thank
lesson.
You for the laugh too. I needed that.
You know, something. You always catch yourself in these predicaments that you put yourself so out there, and you always get into this where you are always let down. And this is something because he could put so much more, and you know this, and you feel this. And then you're like, okay, I'm giving 110% and he's only given 80. And you know he can give more. So after this, talk to him. I would like to continue a work relationship with you, but I know you can give more. You know you can give more. If you want to continue this, let's give 110%. Let's wow them.
Okay.
And I think he'll step up. This, you know, I see this as really not only just your relationship, but I see this as a karma thing for you. This would really break a karma debt for you.
Really?
Yeah, because this is a pattern, a karma pattern for you. And this will make you really step up.
And I guess that in her situation is pretty much learning to ask, learning to, when something is not the way it should be, to put it out there in a way that you are heard. And also, when we have a business relationship with somebody and you don't have clear who does what, this is what happens. It's pretty much like he sees you doing everything because he says, oh, she can. She does everything. Oh, but you can't. You're tired. But you look like you're not tired and you are that effective. So learning to say, I need help, is sometimes very beneficial.
Yeah, you're not aggressive and you don't like confrontation, and it doesn't need to be confrontational. So you can say it in a very loving and kind way, just like I did. You know, you did great, but I know you can do so much better. And so let's wow them next time. Let's do so much better.
I should tell him to give you guys a call.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, you can do it. You're good at that
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let us know
thank
how
you.
It goes. So after that conversation, maybe next month, let us know how it went.
Thank you so much. Yes, I will. Thank you both. Thank you, and happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Thank you.
What a sweet, sweet, sweet lady. So thank you for calling, Patty. Now let's go to South Carolina. Let's go to Charleston. I love that city. So let's bring Leanne to the show. Hello?
Hi, Leanne.
Uh-oh, she must be... Leanne, can you hear us? Well, okay, so let's try someone else. Let's go to California, and let's bring Laura to the show.
Hi.
Hey, Laura. How are you?
Hey, so I just have one question. My youngest daughter, we just moved to California. My youngest daughter is 13, and she's just really having a hard adjustment period with friends, to school, to all of that. Seems like she's pretty even depressed, and I'm just wondering if she's going to pull out of this, or are we going to just pull up roots and get out of here, out of the state?
Okay, she will adjust. It's funny because the first thing that they show me is there's a cartoon movie where I have a 10-year-old. That's why I watch cartoons. That's an excuse,
oh,
but also
that's awesome. No, it's awesome.
Where it is, a girl moves to, I believe it is California, and all these voices, all these characteristics come out in her, and they all have personalities, like happiness, sadness, and everything come out, and it's almost identical to what you're going through. And she's learning her own personality and her moods and her sadness and everything. So she is she's growing and finding her elements. So it's harder for her to make friends because her self-confidence and her self-esteem is really having a hard time. She's finding her own.
She's gravitating towards boys, and I'm worried she's not going to have a friend.
Yeah. Because that's where she's getting her self-confidence in. They're paying attention to her.
Do you see her getting any friends that are girls?
She will make friends. Because she's getting attention, so to speak, from the boys, the girls are not paying attention to her in a jealousy kind of way. There are a couple girls that will start to pay attention. So,
do you know when? Is this like a this year or next year type of thing?
No, it's going to be this year and actually going to be in a couple weeks. I'm just trying to pinpoint what the girls look like. Two girls. One is actually very quiet and shy, and that's actually why your daughter's going to be the one to actually approach her. So, because she's going to want to reach out for friends. So, she will be fine. I'm actually trying to do two things at once, pay attention to the girls and also making sure your daughter's fine. So that's what I'm trying to do. That's why I'm kind of trying to be quiet.
Okay,
and,
no,
I'm going to your daughter and those two girls at the same time and talk. Your daughter is fine. She's got a little bit of anxiety and concern and almost a little rebellious, snappy at you guys.
Yes.
Little snappy snap. Yep. She's kind of a little, angry at the world for being there, and so she takes it out on you guys. And you guys, last thing you should do is take it personally, even though it feels personal. But, she's just trying to find her own. And she will start to be a little more comfortable, A lot of it's hormones, to be honest with you. But she will start to...
Me too, right?
Yeah.
I just feel...
I never thought I would not be a 13-year-old girl.
Jesus, I need a drink right now. It's early already.
Hey, so, Laura, do you like aromatherapy?
Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
Do you like aromatherapy?
It is awesome. Yes, I love that.
Because in my intuition, I'm seeing you using lavender in your house all these days, so everything will calm down a little bit. So just use a diffuser or something to spread the lavender in your house, and don't worry about that. And it will work. It's magic without you having to do anything else.
I will go
and
get some today.
Yeah. And Himalayan salt lamps.
Yes.
But in a couple weeks, she's going to meet a friend and it's going to start to calm down. Best thing is try not to give her advice. Just give her a loving ear. she feels your tension. She's very sensitive, so she feels your tension. She feels tension in school, so she's getting tension everywhere. What Claudia is sensing is, give her that relaxing, you know, lavender is very relaxing. Giving her that relaxing environment gives her a sense of peace. You're worried about her, and she senses that that worry. So she's getting attention at school, you know, and she's getting that worry at, so she has no place of comfort. So give her that sense of ease and just make it the loving support, not the worry. She will be fine.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm a mama, so
know.
I'm very sensitive myself, so I feel that sadness and depression in her.
Yeah, and she is sensitive, so don't worry. Just give her your love and just make her as comfortable as she possibly can, because it is hard on her. But she will just know that she will find her own, and it's going to be sooner than you think.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
If it's okay with you, I'm going to keep you guys in my meditation and send calming energy to your family.
Please.
Okay.
Please. I would really love that. So have a wonderful day. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you,
Laura.
You
too. Bless you.
And do befriend Psychic Medium Ed on Facebook, and that way the connection will still be there, even though you're not talking to each other. So what about we go to New Orleans, Ed? You want to go to New Orleans and have some fun?
Absolutely. That's where my family was born and raised.
Okay, so let's probably bring a relative of you. Let's bring Mary Lou.
Hi, Ed. Good to meet you.
Hi, Mary Lou. How are you?
I'm good. I would like to know about anything dealing with love or business. I'm always trying to manifest more positive things in both directions.
Wonderful. I like that. You are a manifester. Okay, let's see. Okay. You are a good balance anyways. You are a thinker and a feeler, so that's a good thing. Sometimes you overthink things, but you are a good balance.
I certainly do.
Stop thinking and feel. That's what I always say. So,
I'm working on it.
You're doing wonderful. Okay. Ooh, I do feel something coming in your love life, which is always a beautiful thing. Ooh, speaking of beautiful, you do have a gentleman coming. He's actually handsome, and actually quite funny, because he thinks he's handsome too. He's got a good sense of humor. I love that. Because the first thing he says, yeah, I am.
All right. Do I know him?
You do know him. I feel a good, strong bond. Not romantically right now, but in a good friendship.
Okay.
I get the color green eyes. And which is so odd because I never get the color eyes because I read people's eyes. I can see the souls in people's eyes, for lack of better words. So I can see his eyes. He is a jolly man, meaning he is a good soul. Very kind. I call myself a soul reader, so to speak, because I can tell a person by the eyes and the soul, and he's a kind soul. It just pleasant to be around, funny. In a corny way, you know. But you like a sense of humor. Brown hair. So he has brown hair. It, for lack of better words, thin, but has hair.
Okay.
Medium build. I'm getting a lot of details about him.
And do you know somebody like that?
I do. I do, but that's
great.
Not going well. That's not going anywhere. That has not been going anywhere.
Well, maybe you're looking at it in the wrong perspective. Because they are definitely saying that
so he might surprise her, right?
Yeah, because what I am picking up, you know, when you said that, there is a lack of communication between the two of you guys.
Yes.
And I'll be honest with you, and I can say this because I am a man. literally, men and women speak two different languages, and you have to be completely straightforward and direct with men. We do not get subtle hints. We do not. You have to be 100% straightforward and honest.
He's living with someone else.
And have you said to him that the only way that you would continue that relationship with him would be if he's not with someone else?
Pretty much. I don't know how more direct I can be.
Well, I don't know, but it feels like there's this Uranus kind of energy where it always brings you something unexpected. So something is going to happen, and it doesn't seem like it's going that way, but please let us know if that changed, because Ed is getting a lot of information that he usually doesn't get as detailed. So something is going to happen with this person, and it will surprise your life. And just let us know what happens when that does. And it's pretty soon, right, Ed?
Yeah, Mary Lou, it almost feels like you have to cut it off for him to realize that you are serious.
So let us know how that goes, and we're going to continue with one more person. before we finish because you have to be somewhere today. So we're going to bring another Laura, and she is in New Jersey. And we apologize for people that are waiting on the queue. The best way to make sure that you are on a Psychic Medium Ed show is to use Take My Call. So Laura from New Jersey, you are the lucky last caller of the day.
Hi.
Hi, Laura. How
Hi.
Are you?
I'm good. I'm okay. I'm looking for work, and I also was in the midst of trying to get a house, and the seller pulled out at the last minute, and I'm hoping he'll change his mind. So I wanted to know what you're picking up around a job and possibly getting the house. The same house he pulled out of. Closing wasn't supposed to happen until May.
Okay. Give me one second, okay? I think you might actually get the house, but I don't think it's going to be for a while. I think he has changed his mind. I think it won't be until probably closer to February that you won't hear anything. So I think you should just focus on your job more so, and you'll be surprised after.
Because
my initial, yeah, around there. Because my initial feeling was that you weren't going to get it, that you weren't going to get the house, you know. So right when you feel like you are not going to get this house, that's when they're going to call you, and you know. You'll hear that, you know, they're going to extend the house offer. So don't focus on the house is what I'm told to tell you. So just when you almost give up hope, you know, is when you're going to hear from it.
So would I have the job that... when they call about the house in February?
Yeah.
Why already?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's almost a blessing in disguise because you need the job before you can get the house.
I know. But I was approved. And I had gone through the process for the last couple of months and I was working and then the contract finished.
So it's like the divine, you know, it's like, you know, God has helped you, the angels have helped you, because you wouldn't have gotten the house because you need a job first. So this happened for you to get a job, and then once you get a job and you get settled, then the house is going to be ready for you again.
So Ed, I had an interview in person for a job that I really felt that it was a perfect fit for me in October. And they've closed the job for now, and they're going to revisit this opportunity somewhere around the new year. And it's in Philadelphia with a consulting company. Do you see them giving me the job, this particular job, opening up again, and them hiring me full-time? Or do
the
you think it's going to be something?
The question is, can you wait for that job? Because I do see that job coming available for you.
I mean, I'm getting unemployment right now, and I have some money banked because of the situation with the house. The thing is, I don't want to eat in too much to that savings because I'm going to need it for closing costs and good faith money and all that. But if they're not going to reach out to me until February, then we can push the closing back further. So the answer is yes, I can wait. Do I want to? Not necessarily. for the right job. I wanna wait for the right job.
Yeah. So I do see the job coming available. Now, the advice that they're giving you is, and this is just logical advice, is search for a job that you want and the job that you love. But search for your dream job, you know, the job that's going to make you happy.
But this
job
I still am doing that.
Yeah.
I've still been doing that, and I have reached out. I've got some resumes submitted already for contract work, and I've been submitting for a permanent too. What do you see for me coming up with a job, the situation?
I see the job in Philadelphia.
Or that one in Philly that we just talked about?
Yeah, I see the job in Philadelphia.
Okay. I think that would be a good fit. When do you think I would hear from them?
It's so interesting because everything is like, if you look at a calendar, you know, because that's kind of what I'm doing in my mind's eye, it's you see a flow, a pattern, a beautiful line on how this is all working out, how the house fell through, the job, you know, how it all kind of lines up in a nice, you know, swirl, a flow, how all the timing is perfect. Bad,
and that's
but perfect.
That's how I've been thinking about it, too. I mean, I have been thinking about it that way because it seemed to, everything was lining up just perfect, including the amount of time they wanted to give me before they were ready to move out, because that gave me enough time for the deposit, saving up all that money. And everything was working out, coming together. It checked all the boxes, everything I ever wanted in the house. I mean, it was just everything. And I was fine.
Even when it fell apart, it kind of fell apart perfectly, and it's realigning back up perfectly.
Okay. Yeah. Including they're not.
So probably, and I'm interrupting because we have to go because Ed has a time limit, but probably Ed, what she's working on is patience, correct?
Yeah. Understanding and having faith, you know, and patience.
So, Laura, good luck with that. It is going to happen. Just keep the dream in your mind. Keep the faith. Keep the patience. And let us know. Let us know if anything changes, because that's what life is. Always there to surprise you. So, Ed, we're going to say goodbye now so you can go to your appointment. And everybody, remember, he is back on the 22nd, not the 29th, because that's the holidays, but he is back on the 22nd, right, Ed?
Yes.
Okay, so that's it for today. Have a wonderful weekend, and good luck to everybody. And this is Charlotte View with Psychic Medium Ed.
Thank you,
bye-bye.
Everyone. Thank you, Claudia.
Thank you.